At that point in time, it was part of my Pan-Africanist political mindset. And we knew that even though we came to the United States as slaves, we ended up at that point in time, with educational benefits and socioeconomic benefits that did not exist in our motherland. And so at that time, we were about nation building. And so if you have some skills, you're supposed to go back to Africa and apply them. And so I didn't know exactly how I was going to do it, but that was one of the things I wanted to do. And when I got into planning school, it got sharper. I met my architect husband. I was a planner. He was a planner architect. And we were going to seriously do nation building, which is exactly what we did. You know, so the long range plan, that was a short range plan. The longer range plan was always to come back and do something that inured to the benefit of our people.
When you lived in Nigeria, did it meet your expectations when you got there? Was your life completely different? Because it seems like your motivations were very idealistic. Mm-hmm. You know, so what was it like when you finally got there?
Motivations were very idealistic, and I learned a lot about myself and my ideals. The first thing, the major thing we wanted to do was to contribute to the development of that nation, and we did that. He in his own architectural way, me in my planning. What I did not expect was the degree of chauvinism. What I did not expect was the toll it would take on my marriage. And my mother told me, but you know, what do mothers know? What do parents know? She turned out to be right. And we broke up when I was there. So that was a heartbreak. In fact, that was probably, if I were to list failings in my life, I would say that was probably the first big failure I experienced in my life.